guys, welcome to the new 7K podcast. My name is Megan, and here with me today is Pahul.
Hi, friends.
Hater.
Hi.
And Maddie.
Hello.
Today, we will be talking a little bit about our class Ecosystems in a Bottle, Refugee by Alan Gratz, and a Show Don't Tell writing exercise. Hey, Pahul, what do you think about our class Ecosystems?
I think it's a great way to learn about ecosystems. I like how you got the water from a creek and only some of it turned into a tap. Hey, Hater, what did you put in your ecosystem?
We put some seeds and we put a mushroom as a decomposer. And after the biggest rainfall in April, we're going to put some worms. Hey, Mehdi, how long do you think it's going to take for everything to adapt?
I think it will take around 6 months because it's in a small container, so it won't grow as big as usual.
Yeah, I think it's really cool and fun to learn and a great experiment. I'm interested to see what happens over the years before we open it. Hey, Mehdi, how can you summarize the book Refugee?
There are three characters in three different time periods. Isabel, Joseph, and Mahmoud. Isabel is going to Miami in 1994. Joseph is going to Cuba in 1939. And Mahmoud is going to Germany in 2015. Where is he leaving, Paul?
Joseph is leaving his home because the Nazis are invading his house. Isabel is leaving because of the leader of Cuba and all the riots. Mahmoud is leaving because his house is being bombed. Hater, are you enjoying the book? And did I miss anything?
I'm enjoying it a lot. I like how they're in three different timelines. Hey, Pahul, you also missed that? Ivan, Isabel's best friend, died from a shark attack. Let's move on to a less intense topic of Show Don't Tell. We will be back to explain in a second. Hey Megan, how would you describe Show Don't Tell?
I think Show Don't Tell is a stronger way of writing a sentence in that makes a big inference, gets the reader thinking, and paints a picture in your mind. What are some activities we've been doing with it before?
We've been taking short sentences that are not interesting and describing the feelings of what that would be. Like, it was cold out, and making it, she zipped up her jacket feeling the cold breeze on her arm.
I think it really helps the growth in my writing.
Thanks for listening. Next week, Steven, Simmer, Taya, we'll be talking more about what we have learned in 7K. Hope you enjoy.
Bye!
Bye-bye.